When a cougar had to be chased away by the neighbor's dogs before starting the interview with the giant gnome creator, you know you're talking to someone who lives close to nature. Christy Cartmail spends a lot of time foraging in the forest in and around Hixson, where she now lives. She lived in Prince George for many years working as a care aide, but when her beloved dementia patient passed away, she knew she wanted to make a change. "I moved back to Hixson to grow a market garden this year. I grew up in Hixson, so I am coming back to my roots," Cartmail said. And when she needed some extra cash to winterize her home, she turned to nature in the most creative way. Cartmail built 6 giant gnomes using foraged materials. "I thought it would be nice to create something from nature that would go beyond Christmas decorations, that could last the whole winter season, that was still Christmassy and fun," Cartmail said. "It seems people like them as much as I liked making them," she added, because she sold them all so quickly. She created 6 charming characters, all uniquely different, but don't ask her their names, that's for each person who is providing the gnome their forever home to decide, she said. The mythical woodland creatures were fashioned using spruce tree boughs for the bodies, moss, straw, and dried perennials for beards. She assembled them using upside-down tomato cages and reused old pots. Cartmail laughed about the square-thumbed mittens all the gnomes are sporting, as she admits she's no great seamstress. But people are loving the bigger-than-life gnomes. Some of the gnomes can be found in Hixson, while others are living in Prince George. "Keep your eyes open for these unique creatures, sure to bring a little joy into so very many hearts."